Liberation through absolute knowledge. In the middle of this writing, the worm of doubt started gnawing into my soul. Why am I writing this? Can anything be changed in this situation? To say nothing of the fact that millions of the insignificants are gladly and gleefully ready to serve their governors, succumbing to the COVID-19 pandemic lie. So who will benefit from what I'm writing? I know that I already said that this is an announcement of a new liberation movement through absolute truths. This movement was in fact started with my previous books. I'm extending that now to include COVID-19 pandemic conundrum. Although honesty is searching for the truth, the negative conclusion regarding the reality of COVID-19 pandemic will not give me political points. Quite the contrary, it will situate me alongside the dissident minds. Neither do I expect to gain any financial benefits, nor do I want to. Unfortunately, and that is paradoxical, the system in the United States and elsewhere works in such a way that proper dissemination can be achieved through selling only. Say a book, like you would sell any other product. If you do not want profit from it, it would look funny and you will not be taken seriously. So this puts you in a moral dilemma as a matter of principle, even if there will not be a single dollar earned from sales, which has no one-way answer. I don't need to get into that at all. Anyway, eventually I found respite in the thought that this writing may not be as pointless and hopeless as it suddenly seemed. This writing is to tell insignificant people such as I, people who have no impact on society, that there is hope, that there are historically significant truths which we can uncover individually with the strength of our own cognition, over which the significance, those who have impact on society, have no power. The purpose of this writing is to tell people like myself, people who don't matter, that not all is lost when we need to know if we are for sure, with all certainty, lied to. This is to say that every one of us, the anonymous insignificants, is in possession of inextricable power, the power of the absolute truth, which we can ourselves discern and use personally in order to understand individually when we're lied to. Who likes to be lied to one's face? Moreover, these absolute truths do not refer to some ordinary, trivial matters, as we absolutely feel that we're hungry or thirsty, not to mention short of breath. We know with absolute certainty the feeling of hunger, thirst, and shortness of breath. This is an absolute truth for us. The real power that we, the insignificants, possess, however, is the power to discern for ourselves alone, without relying on lying authorities and corrupt, quote, experts, whether a worldview-defining idea so forcefully imposed upon us is true. Of course, it is not always possible for the anonymous insignificant to reach by themselves the freedom-bringing absolute truths without some aid. This and the previous books of this author are meant to provide this needed aid.